Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. This is airing on what we call Guest Thursday, which is every Thursday we have a guest that is, and we've wanted guests because we get in the Word, and we'll talk about this a little bit further, but it's always fun to hear people's stories.
Right.
Of what God is doing in their life because they're learning to abide and discern His will. And you and I have got the privilege of hearing amazing stories.
Right. I can't even imagine how many we have heard over these years that we've been doing this even.
Yeah. And what's fun for me is when I see God at work and somebody's eyes have been lit up to live it out and then continue it. There's nothing more thrilling to me. I mean, it just wells in my heart of like, wow, look at that. Whoa. Mm-hmm. You know, how cool is that? So, but today, instead of being Guest Thursday, it's actually for you and me, it's Celebration Thursday.
Yes. And this is a big day.
Today, the 20th of February in 2025, is our 1,000th podcast.
Isn't that amazing? I can't believe there's been 1,000 already.
It's amazing. You know, when you and I are thinking about this, it's like, we actually did that many.
That's a lot of talking, by the way.
That's a lot. That is a lot. You know, how is that possible? You and I are celebrating. Mm-hmm. We want to celebrate with our audience that we call it today is Celebration Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk, you and I want to talk and just kind of reflect a little bit on, you know, how we got here, what we're up to, why we want to continue. So we're looking forward to the next 1,000, how we came into a place of being able to do it at a cadence and a pace that works for you and me.
Right.
Kathy lives in New Hampshire. I live in Colorado. And we do it, you know, with a new software that, by the way, Joel Gunn helped us find that is really terrific.
Yes. I mean, that's been a game changer, right?
And the people that even that we have on guest can join it. And the way this new software works is that we used to do it by Zoom. Mm-hmm. And Zoom, interesting enough, and now we've been with it, you know, we've been using it for 3 years or so. They did some upgrading, but their upgrades actually caused it to have some technical problems.
For what we wanted to do.
Yeah. For how we were recording. And I know people have told us that, hey, we couldn't actually hear Kathy or we couldn't really hear you.
Or you were frozen the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. And their technology wasn't great. And then we had to record it. And we still do when we do End Times Friday with Eric and Rabbi Ephraim, we still have to use Zoom because the software we call Riverside for us actually doesn't work internationally. It only works domestically. So, we have to use Zoom. And sometimes we still have some issues with that. But, you know, just to be able to get to places where as we've done it, things have just gotten easier and easier and easier, you know, and it's a real joy for us. So we thought maybe the first thing we could start with would be that Kathy and I could share, and maybe we do this a little bit from our own perspectives and then how we came together, you know, how this all started and how we were looking at, you know, podcasting and that it was a kind of a remote thought of, you know, podcasting was becoming more popular. We certainly, you know, have our courses and our retreats that we do that people are receiving, you know, the things that we're being called to teach and give
away. Those have rolled out over the last several years too. Like while we've been podcasting, several of these have been taped and released, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's new ones
really,
all the time.
I think before we started podcasting, there were only a handful of courses online. And now there's over 20 or something.
Yeah, 29. There was probably maybe 13 or 14 when we started. And so it was kind of a thought, you know, wonder if and could we do a podcast and what would that look like? And so it was a little bit I had some thought about it. And then Kathy and Dan and Linda and I, we were doing a leader retreat.
Out in Lake Tahoe.
out in Lake Tahoe at the Pitts's, Preston and Linda's place. And mm-hmm. we had leaders come. And they actually did the retreat at their house. Mm-hmm. So we were there and it was terrific. And that, interesting enough, remember that's, Kathy, I don't know if you remember this or not, but that was kind of in the very, a little bit after the beginning of COVID.
Right. Yeah, I do remember that.
And so we, you know, we decided, well, if we don't have COVID, we can go and let's go. And we did.
And Linda made sure mouthwash was everywhere. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. And partly, by the way, is that we had learned it. Mm-hmm. We had a company that was a hospital transportation business. Mm-hmm. And we had 800 employees driving every day into hospitals. Mm-hmm. And several years earlier, there had been a few other outbreaks mm-hmm. Of things. I don't remember the swine flu and SARS and, you know, just a few other things that were very contagious. And the hospitals were always super concerned, particularly mm-hmm. because we were going in and out of hospitals all day long.
Right, right.
Because we're delivering things, picking up things, and taking them to another hospital. So they were actually saying to us, you've got to come up with a way to, first of all, keep the service up.
Right.
But when people can't do the service, but if they're sick, you know, we don't want them, you know. And mm-hmm. and so, well, we, this is kind of cool. This is a little bit how we, you know, we all operate, you and I operate. And that, okay, Father, we got a problem. Mm-hmm. We got to keep our people healthy. If they're not healthy, they can't work. If mm-hmm. they can't work, we got to find other people that do work. And how do we do that? You know, and so Father, right. what do you got to, we said, Father, what do we have to say about that? Mm-hmm. So Linda and I are praying, and we have leaders in our company that at the time it was, you know, Michelle and Peter and a partner. Mm. And we were praying, okay, well, you know, what do you got to say about that? But God, to me, is just, he's always funny. And it's seems most of the time mm-hmm. it's super simple.
Right.
So, okay, what do you got to say about that? And we're thinking, how do we find people that are going to work when they can't? Mm-hmm. And God says, why don't you just keep them all healthy?
That's a good idea.
Okay. Okay, good. That's good. Yeah, sure. How do we do that? And we did some, this is ask, seek, and knocking, and we started to do that. And we had a physician that mm-hmm. we talked to. Well, what's the best way to keep them healthy? And we were thinking, you know, carry wipes and
right.
you know, wipe their cars down and, you know, make sure they scrub their hands and that kind of stuff. And he said, well, there is one way that works pretty well. Mm-hmm. And that is get a certain mouthwash, a certain Listerine mouthwash, mm-hmm. and have everybody gargle with that several times a day. Mm-hmm. It will prevent them from receiving these bacteria and virus germs
that are airborne, that they're breathing.
That are airborne. Yeah. And they will, it will protect them and just get them, just make it a policy of your company to go do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we said, Father, is that what you want to do? Yep. You know, and so we got wipes and we got mouthwash mm-hmm. and we had all 800 employees. And by the way, we said for your own benefit, for the honor of our client, mm-hmm. you know, please be faithful in doing this. First of all, you won't get sick. You won't get sick. So that'll help you. And then two is you'll be able to function and we won't have any trouble with the hospital, our client. Because if you're sick, you know, and if you are sick, you know, don't come. Well, we did it. And you know what? We didn't have anybody get sick.
That's amazing, right?
It was like, whoa, that's amazing. That's remarkable. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we learned it. And by the way, we practiced it. We kept practicing mm-hmm. it, you know, and that, you know, hey, regularly, you know, stay healthy. And that's how we do it. Well, when COVID comes around, Linda says, if we're going to be together, then
we're going to have a lot of mouthwash here.
Then everybody needs to do this, you know, wipes and mm-hmm. gargling, and we'll bring the mouthwash. And she did.
She and did. She
do you remember that? You remember?
Oh,
when,
yeah, I remember it all over the place.
Yeah. Linda would, okay, now I do. Are you gargling? Are you gargling? You know, and we did. We had a few that got it prior to coming.
Right. In fact, I remember one person we had to, like, we did the, basically zoomed her into
Zoom.
The, yep. into the retreat,
yeah.
right?
That's it. Yeah. So they said, you know what? I've got it. So I'm not coming. Okay. But I'd like to join it. Okay. So, hey, we're going to set up a Zoom and you join it by the Zoom, which we did. So we had our leaders there and it was during the time when you really weren't supposed to gather like that.
Right.
But we just felt God say, that's fine. And I'll protect you. And he did. And he showed us how to do it. And nobody got sick. And we had a great time. We came out and we had this great retreat. And it was just very profound. And we, you know, went into new material and everybody. And by the way, when we do a retreat, which we do as leaders, we try to do minimum of 2 retreats. And maybe we're even trying to do more regional retreats with our leaders. And it's kind of to illustrate an experience and illustrate something you and I talk about a lot. And that is just being together.
Mm-hmm.
When we're together, particularly with God himself.
Right.
There's nothing sweeter. There is nothing more spectacular. And it's not even about, are we learning something and are we getting ready to teach it? Is that, you know what? Just being together.
Absolutely.
Is how fun is this, you know, and we have laughter.
Sharing the God stories and encouraging one another. It's just so, it's always so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have laughter and funny things that happen and it's just special. So we had a special time back out there in California and it was great. And then because we're out there, we had thought, you know what? Hey, if anybody would like to, why don't we stay a few extra days? And there's a resort in Lake Tahoe that we could just hang out together.
Right.
And do maybe a little bit of processing, but mostly let's just hang out and have some fun and enjoy that beautiful spot, you know? And so a bunch of people signed up and we went to this resort in Lake Tahoe. So we're there. I've had this thought about podcasting and I'm thinking, and God's already telling me proceed, but I don't want you to do this alone, that you're going to need a partner. And, I said, well, you know, should I do that with Linda? And he said, no, I don't want that pressure on Linda at all. And, you know, I want you to find somebody and, you know, just start looking, you know, processing, you know. And so, okay. And remember, at this point, it's all just kind of random thinking. You know, there's nothing like,
haven't been connected yet.
no dots. Just, okay, do it. And so, so we're at Lake Tahoe and you and Dan and Linda and I are there. And we had a group of us here, but often it would be just like Kathy and Dan and I and Linda, we're sitting at this table. We're just hanging out.
Well, and actually, so I'm going to rewind just a little bit before we even get to this point, maybe just like, I don't know if it was a week before or 2 weeks before we were coming out there. I think Dan and I were on a call with you and Linda or something, and you kind of off the cuff were talking about, hey, I'm, you know, actually kind of thinking about this podcast. And so, you know, be praying about that and, you know, think about what, you know, if we did something like this, and you weren't saying we, like me being included, just, you know, if I did something like this, if the ministry did this, what would a good name be? See if God gives
that's right,
any
that's
kind
right,
of name.
That's right.
And that was my only thought of involvement in it at that point. It's like, oh, that's fun. I'll pray about that. And so for those couple of weeks before we come, I pray about it. And then God gives me a little insight on a name and some insight of things, like he actually had laid out questions that he told me, ask Rich this, 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 and this. And, you know, just to get him thinking along these lines. And I thought that was the end of my involvement in it.
Right,
and then
we
sit down, you know, and we do sit down to talk to you guys to share deliberately. I remember we sat by that great big fireplace. Remember how pretty that was?
Oh, beautiful. That was beautiful.
Big, huge, like floor to ceiling, but multiple stories stone fireplace going. And there's snow outside and it's gorgeous. And we're just, you know, enjoying sitting and talking. But to have this conversation, and that was actually us sitting down, was, hey, let's take a few minutes while we're together and just share what God said about, you know, potential name and anything. Thoughts on this podcast. So now go ahead. I just thought I'd give it a little insight from my side.
Yeah, that's right. We hadn't broadcast it to everybody. We just happened to have been conversing.
Yeah, I think we were on a call or something, just
talking
about just saying, life or, you know, talking about something else. And
I'm thinking about a podcast and, you know, we need a name for it. And what would we do and how would we do it? And what should it be, you know, focused on? And hey, and it was just like we do often as leaders. Hey, would you pray with me?
Yeah.
We actually have a course called Intercessory Prayer, and we teach And we were living it out then that when I say, hey, Kathy, would you pray for me? It's not, hey, Father, I hope you help him. Good luck. You know, it was, no, engage with God and see what else he has to say to you.
Right.
And then we'll see what he's saying to us. And that's how we'll come together. And would you please do that? And you said, yeah, sure. So, yep, that was 2 weeks ahead. We were at the retreat, didn't really talk about it at the retreat. Then we're together. And we just so happened, we wind up together in front of this beautiful fireplace.
Yep.
And I said, hey, Kathy and Dan, has God said anything to you about the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And he said a few more things to us. And so we were going to share that. So, hey, Kathy and Dan, has God said anything about the podcast? And then you started to share a couple things. You know, what did you share?
Yeah. So he had actually laid out for me very clearly. Oh, I wish I had pulled out my journal for this because I've got all the notes. You know me, I've got journals from years and years ago and they're all cataloged so I could go back and find the exact words. But he actually had laid out the idea of the title, Come and See. That was the big thing. He was like, you know, this is about an invitation to people of intimacy, the same invitation that Jesus gave the disciples. It's not convincing. It's not, you know, laying out a case for anything. It's inviting people to come and see, just like he did, you know, and finding truth in this chaotic world, which, goodness gracious, 2020 was chaos, right? And so that was something he had laid on. And so I had it written down as just a possibility that I had circled that I felt like God had said. And I was like, I'm going to tee that up. And then there were a few things that he had highlighted to me, you know, I don't remember what the questions were now, but just questions to prompt discussion with you and Linda, you know, in terms of who's your target audience and, you know, that sort of thing. What, you know, what is the purpose that God's laying on your mind? And, you know, just to get some of those discussions going. And even there was a podcast that I followed that I just loved the way they did things. And so I shared that with you. I was like, hey, I think you should listen to an episode of this because this guy has this co-host on there that really doesn't do a whole lot except help bring the conversation along. You'll, when the Holy Spirit kind of leads, he'll interject and just kind of keeps the conversation moving and brings a little bit of another perspective. And I was like, the natural way that they just rhythm back and forth, even though the one main person is the teacher, just makes it really comfortable to listen to and very engaging. And so I was like, I think that would be a great model for you. Again, nothing in my mind whatsoever was that would be something that I was actually going to do. I thought I was teeing this idea up to you.
Right. That's right.
In my mind, that was what was going on.
Yeah. And we had got it already said to me is that, you know, you don't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I had heard that. And then.
So he confirmed that through me, I think, to
confirmed
you, that
it.
It's not an alone thing. Yeah.
And then it was what I had understood was that it was to make sure that we were not giving opinions,
mm-hmm.
but rather he said, if you're going to have a podcast, I want you to do what you do. And that is get people into the Word of God.
Exactly.
Because the Word stands on its own and you don't have to worry about whether they receive it or don't or follow it or don't. But if they hear me speak to them through the Word, they will receive it and it'll stimulate them mm-hmm. to enjoy the life that I have for them.
His word does not return void.
So he said, whatever you do, you know, base it on the Word
mm-hmm.
And relax with it and just continue the vision of Abide Ministries. At that time, it was called Living Waters alone, was that you're not ever called to persuade anybody of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just called to present truth and get people into the truth and let them process that truth. And I want to use the broadcast to do that in a way that people can be stimulated
mm-hmm.
to want to hear my voice and go into the Word, get into the Word, and then let me speak rhema to them. So use that. And then you related that, you know, what has God said to you? And you talked about this aspect of invitation mm-hmm. and come and see. When she said that, it really resonated, you know, with my spirit is, yeah, that's really it.
Right. And what he was already speaking to you too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is that we are to invite people. And he kept reminding me of, think about how Jesus invited his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And he said what you, and you said it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I said, yeah. He said to them, well, why don't you come and see and find out?
Right.
You know, do you have a heart to come and see? Let's go. You don't know anything, but, you know, come on, let's mm-hmm. go. You don't find out. And so I really, I said, well, I like that. I really like that thought. Yep. Let's pursue that. You know, how can we do that? And we hadn't yet finished the tagline yet, which we did that a little bit later.
Right.
But it was, come and see. Okay. So we said, ooh, I like that. And let's, you know, and we're recording it down and we're just processing back and forth and, you know, what it is. And then God says to me, why don't you ask Kathy if she would like to be your partner? And as I heard that, you know, again, it wasn't, me going through a list of people. Mm-hmm. We were just at the phase of, you need somebody, and you said it needs to be somebody in a role that can basically together you do this invitation of come and see, and you mm-hmm. do it in a healthy way. And you got to have somebody, I did know, it had to be somebody that understood what it meant to be in the Word of God.
Right.
And
right.
abiding. So I was already thinking, okay, who? Because mm-hmm. it can't be somebody that's intellectual and just talks platitudes. It has to be right. somebody that actually lives it out. And he said, well, you already know people like that. Okay. And so we're talking. And all of a sudden God says, well, why don't you ask Kathy? It's like, ooh, yeah. yeah. And so Dan is there. I remember Dan is there. And yeah. I said, hey, Kathy. I said, would you consider that maybe God wants you to be the partner and we do this together? Mm-hmm. So I threw that out there because God said, why don't you? And remember, if God's saying it, and even then I didn't say, oh yeah, sure, absolutely.
Right.
It's just like,
let's see okay. God and see what he says. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And it was an immediate yes for me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, well, you know, maybe not, you know, yeah, yeah, that could be good, you know, and mm-hmm. this could be a good way to work together as a podcast. So in my mind, I'm thinking of how the dynamics would be.
Right.
Yep. This could work. Yep. Hey, Kathy, would you consider mm-hmm. that maybe you could join and be the partner in the podcast? So I asked you that. Okay. What happened to you?
Well, so several things, of course, you know, the answer was, you know, we will absolutely pray about it. But then of course my mind is like, how does that fit? How does that go? You know, what are you saying, God? And so as I'm praying about it though, he reminds me, and I think I'm sure I have shared this with you, over the years. It's just been a while, but I actually even went back into my journals, from what he had been speaking over the year, that year, stepping into it, whatever year that was. And one of the things that he had told me in January of that year is basically get ready, clear your plate a little bit, because you're about to grow like you've never grown before. And that was all I knew. And I'm like, okay, so what's coming up? Am I going back to school? And then suddenly he tees up this opportunity that literally, you know, I would jokingly say it's like having my very own professor in theology and in seminary, but who really just lives the life, because I had this access to any question I had. Every other viewer probably had too. So I can ask it on air and we can talk through it and get into the word and just have so much fun with it. But it was really funny because God did what I didn't, you know, as I prayed about it, he very quickly, it wasn't like this long drawn out prayer over it. He very quickly showed me in the journals, this is exactly what I've been preparing you for. Yeah. And so now keep asking me and I'm going to show you how to make it fit. And there's going to be some trial and error and we're going to work through it. But the answer is yes, you know. And yeah. So it was really cool for me. That came out of the blue. I honestly thought I was praying about a name for the podcast and helping you figure out what you were going to do, you know, giving right. some questions that were going to feed into that. I had no idea at the moment that God was going to call me to join you in it.
Yeah. So, and we have more to share. So we'll end today and tune in next Thursday, the 27th, and we'll finish a little bit more of the celebration and the story of what happened, because it's really wonderful mm-hmm. of what has happened. And we want to share that further. So Father, we thank you. First of all, mm-hmm. we're just privileged and honored that we have the opportunity to have you introduce people to yourself mm-hmm. through abiding in the word, through understanding deeper things of the word, through the joy and the fun of just working through it step by step. What a privilege it is for Kathy and I. We get to receive mm-hmm. it as well and go deeper. And then we together have this wonderful opportunity to just share that, and Dan and Linda, and we get to do life together. And what a privilege that is. So thank you for that. May we continue our mission and keep enjoying, which we do, this mission. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much, Rich, and happy 1,000th episode.
Happy 1,000th.
Any of our podcast, any of our listeners, we just want to thank you too for joining us on this journey. And we love hearing the stories of how God has used this to impact your lives and to grow your faith. And I hope you're enjoying coming and seeing as well. So if you have questions at all, be sure to send them into us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.